Can I have a motion to reopen the meeting, please?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, at this time, there is a motion.
First of all, Mr. Grunberg has re-noticed this matter, so I'd like to mark the following in accordance with his notice. A7, the affidavit of service dated September 15th, 2022. A7 is the affidavit of service dated September 15th, 2022. A8 is the copy of the notice of hearing. A9 is the list of owners and utilities requiring notice. A10 are the certified mailing slips. And A11 is proof of publication in the 100 in review. And those notices are in order.
At this time, we have a motion in front of us from a Mr. Webb. He has an attorney representing him about jurisdictional issues of this application. Are you here, sir?
Yes, I am. It's Gary Cucciara, and I represent Mr. Webb, who's seating to my left. Now, would you prefer that I make our presentation here at the table or at the podium?
Whichever is more convenient for you. Probably that, it might be able to hear you a little better.
Now, the board has received a memoranda from Mr. Cucciara. The board has received a memoranda of law and legal argument with regard to this motion concerning jurisdiction from Mr. Cucciara and Mr. Grunberg, and also from myself. So the board members have reviewed those submissions. And Mr. Cucciara, do you have anything you'd like to add by way of argument?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Galina. As you've indicated, we have made submissions, both sides, really. I received a letter, in fact, from Mr. Grunberg today. And I do not intend to repeat the arguments presented in our submissions or the information that's contained in those submissions. But I simply want to bring to the attention a few points that I would like the board members to consider. I believe if you've reviewed the submissions, they leave no doubt that the planning board must decline to take jurisdiction of this case. As you indicated, I believe, Mr. Galina, that's a threshold question, and the case cannot go forward until that question is resolved. And I think what's significant in this record is that the applicant has failed and refused to follow the municipal land use law and our township ordinances. Let's focus on that. The applicant has failed and refused to submit an application for a zoning permit to the zoning officer. They've failed and refused to submit a request for an interpretation to the Board of Adjustment as to whether this industrial type of cultivation facility is a, quote, farm, end quote, as defined in the zoning code, and as to whether it's a permitted use, a principal permitted use, in the resource center zone or what's known as the RC zone. And they failed and refused, in the alternative, to seek a use variance from the Board of Adjustment. And I believe those reasons are obvious. They have sought to avoid proceeding before the Board of Adjustment at all costs. Because if a zoning permit is denied, they must then file an appeal and or interpretation with the Board of Adjustment. If the appeal and or the interpretation of the zoning ordinance is rejected, they must then seek a use variance. And trust me, that's the last thing that they want to do. As you probably know from your certification courses that enabled you to sit on this board, a use variance is the most extraordinary relief that a Board of Adjustment can give. And as you probably remember, the burden of proof is extremely heavy. I'm not going to go into the details of what must be established except to identify them. And to repeat, you probably recall them. They must establish the special reasons. And they must satisfy the positive and negative criteria. And maybe most importantly, of the 7 members on the Board of Adjustment who could vote, it cannot just be a majority vote to obtain a use variance. It must be 5 of the 7 votes. And I submit to you, based upon the record before you, it's extremely unlikely that they would obtain a use variance. And they know it. They know it. But you don't have to decide that. You know what's interesting? We don't even need to figure out what their strategy is. I've made some comments. They'll probably oppose them. But all we need to know is the applicant's own statement, the statement of Mr. Manglani, the principal of NAR Group. He wrote an email on July 14th of this year to Mr. Price, our construction code official.
Because none of this is in the record. It's complete hearsay. Have no ability. It's not been submitted to the board.
It has been submitted to the board. It was an attachment to my letter to the board dated September 16, 2022. And I suggest to you that it is very significant to the decision to be made in this case. You don't even have to look it up. It's on page 7 of the application to the Board of Adjustment, which was attached to my letter. But I'll read it to you. Mr. Manglani says to Mr. Price, "My wife applied for a zoning permit when we first bought the property in 2019. John Fleming, the zoning officer, was not sure how to move forward. Therefore, we had a meeting with the township attorney, zoning officer, and committee members." Now, this is an email, so I'm not expecting Mr. Manglani to write it perfectly, but he says, "We were issued this letter, which clearly states in request to the zoning permit on the first line of the letter. I believe they have lost that permit and their outlook has changed over time and now want me to reapply so I can be denied and pushed to the Board of Adjustment. This goes completely against our agreement with the township on zoning and can turn in, I think he meant turn into, a huge legal mess. Therefore, I was told to hold off on applying for another permit." In the first instance, it supports exactly what we're saying. They didn't want to be pushed off to the Board of Adjustment. They wanted to stay here. And what about this agreement with the township about zoning? What agreement is he referring to? Let's see the questions that are raised by that statement. Was the agreement in writing? Was it verbal? What were the terms of the agreement? What did it say in general? Who made the agreement or participated in its preparation? Who was present when the agreement was made? And maybe most importantly, was there some behind-the-scenes deal to enable this applicant to bypass the Board of Adjustment and come straight to the Planning Board? And let's focus on that last statement he made. "I was told to hold off on applying for another permit." Who told him to hold off? Was that part of that deal we just referred to get him to the planning board? And today I just learned that it's my understanding that Mr. Manglani did go to the zoning officer, Mr. Fleming, who told him, if you want something in writing, you can't get a permit. You're going to have to go to the Board of Adjustment. We haven't seen any understanding like that in their papers. Although I will say this, Mr. Manglani did get something correct. This is a huge legal mess, and they've dropped it in your laps. This never should have been presented to the planning board. What ordinarily happens, and you know this, a developer goes to the zoning officer for a permit. Doesn't have to. Can go straight to the Board of Adjustment for an interpretation, but cannot circumvent that process and go to the planning board. I think the law is clear. I'm not going to repeat everything we've said in our papers. Only the Board of Adjustment can interpret a zoning ordinance pertaining to a principal permitted use in the first instance, not the planning board. And if there is an objection to the use in the project, that's a matter to be decided by the Board of Adjustment, not you board members. Even if the question is debatable, that's not for you to decide. That's for the Board of Adjustment. You know, the applicants made much of opinions. They've submitted to you that they have approval for this industrial type of facility based on opinions. That's not the law, and you know it. An opinion from the township attorney. An opinion from Mr. Galena as the Board of Adjustment attorney and the Planning Board attorney. And certainly no other opinions, any other township official. That doesn't constitute an approval. Only a decision from the Board of Adjustment. You know, we really don't need to go any further. I think you've heard enough. You've heard enough about the efforts by this applicant to refuse to follow the letter of the law. You've heard of legal arguments without any merit. And unfortunately, you've heard about apparent behind-the-scenes deals which have undermined and tainted these proceedings. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, based upon all the information that's been presented to you, the Planning Board must decline to take jurisdiction of this matter. And the members must not and cannot allow this application to go forward on the merits with subsequent hearings. And finally, Mr. Chairman, I think it's important to note a statement that you made at the Planning Board meeting on August 16, 2022. I believe that was the meeting that the applicant requested its first adjournment of these proceedings. And you made a statement that appeared in an article, an internet article, on a site entitled My Central Jersey. And that statement was completely on point with regard to these proceedings and gives this whole matter a proper perspective. I hope the quotation is correct. But referring to this application, you were quoted as saying, and I quote, "It is very important we do it the right way. If we do it the wrong way, we all are going to lose." Board members, I urge you to heed the words and advice of the chairman. Do this the right way. by declining jurisdiction of this application. And if they wish, they can go to the Board of Adjustment. Now, Mr. Chairman, this is all I have to say at this time. If the applicant wishes to say something, I would request that I have the opportunity to respond to that. But on behalf of Mr. Webb, thank you, everyone, for your time and your attention to this matter. I know how difficult. I've been on a planning board as a councilman, and I represent several boards. So please, again, thank you for your attention to this matter.
Okay, you'll be able to have... Yes, you can have time to respond to what... Is Mr. Grunberg, are you going to respond to this?
Yes, I will.
Okay, yes. We can go back and forth a while, it looks like. Okay. Next.
Mr. Grunberg? Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
Hang on a second. Were you going to...
Now, I was going to ask him, did you want to use the podium or do you want to give your comments from tape?
I can do it from here. Okay. That's all right. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Stephen Gruenberg on behalf of the applicant, the NAR Group, Inc. This has been a long time coming in terms of our application that we've had proposed before the township for this medicinal cannabis cultivation facility. And I think what's important to recognize is that we have no obligation to go before the Board of Adjustment because this is a permitted use in the zone in conjunction with our forest management plan. We have...
Hold it. Just please let the gentleman finish. We will have laugh time and upset time in a minute. Just let him finish, please. This is more like a judge and a jury thing. We have to do this right, so let's just wait. Please.
A farm is a permitted use in the RC zone. Farms are defined as an area of land which is actively devoted to agricultural or horticultural use, which occupies no less than 5 acres, exclusive of the land upon which the farmhouse is located. The agriculture and horticulture is specifically defined as the production, keeping, boarding, or maintenance for sale, lease, or personal use of plants and animals useful to man. It includes greenhouse uses and soil conservation or forestry management program. Our combined use of a medical cannabis cultivation facility with a forestry management program on the face of your ordinance is a permitted use. We've provided the law, the history on this matter, and the only interpretation that can possibly be made is that it's a permitted use within the zone. And not only do you have to take my word for it, you have to take the word of your own legal counsel who provided the same legal opinion. You have to take the word of the own township attorney over the past couple of years of the same legal opinion that medicinal cannabis cultivation is an agricultural use. That's also been established by the state of New Jersey when they indicated that rollback taxes would not be imposed upon properties that were formally assessed because they are an agricultural use. Medicinal cannabis cultivation is an agricultural use, and we meet the definition of the farm specifically set forth in your ordinance. That's why we're not before the Board of Adjustment, because we're here for a conforming use. Thank you. What we've filed is an application for preliminary and final site plan approval. We don't require any variance relief. No relief has been identified because your board professionals have conducted an extensive review of this application, and they haven't identified any variance relief that's required. And the board professionals have concurred that this is a permitted use as a farm. Mr. Webb and his counsel have raised issues just the other day with respect to the Board of Adjustment being primary jurisdiction. And they indicated that we filed a letter appeal saying that it's an appeal of the zoning officer's inaction and a request for an interpretation from the Board of Adjustment on these issues. Number one, they're way out of time. 3 years ago is when the incidents that are being alleged to be appealed from have occurred in 2019. And even if you take when they first entered an appearance in this matter, a 20-day time period has long expired for them to file any type of an appeal. We provided the case law with respect to the ability of an objector to do requests for an interpretation on property that they don't own. And quite honestly, that might be an issue for the Board of Adjustment should they file a conforming application before the Board of Adjustment for either an appeal or a request for an interpretation and actually file the application and actually post the application fee and actually post the escrow fee. But that hasn't been done. What you have here is an application that has been deemed complete for preliminary and final site plan approval. And we are a permitted use within the zone. No interpretation is necessary further that the Board of Adjustment has to take over in this matter because we provided you the case law that indicates that this board does have jurisdiction to weigh our application in conjunction with our site plan requests to make sure that we're conforming with the zoning ordinance. That's why we're here. So we would like to commence our application, the hearing on our application, and present our witnesses and get to the merits of our application. We'd like to answer the public's questions with respect to our proposed use. But, you know, we need to move forward and actually commence the public hearing.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Cucciera, you have a response?
Let's look at the ordinance. It states that a farm is an area of land devoted to active agricultural use. Not the whole property, not some wooded area in the corner of the property. It's the facility itself. That facility, I believe, is only 0.4 acres. And interestingly, again, I don't understand it, how they can rely on opinions from municipal officials to suggest to you that they had an approval. With all due respect to Mr. Galina, his opinion is not an approval. With all due respect to the township attorney, her opinion is not an approval. Only the Board of Adjustment or possibly the zoning officer can give that approval. But that's why they came here. They didn't go to them. This facility itself is not a farm. Frankly, that whole suggestion is ludicrous. It's absurd. And if you keep in mind, let's go back to the opinions. Those opinions were given 3 years ago, before an application was filed. In fact, before this forest management theory was created. And we know why it was created. Mr. Webb had filed his papers before I came into the case. They had to adjourn this case so they could regroup. Frankly, I think we'd all like to be flies on the wall in that meeting or listening in on that conference call. Someone there might say, hey, I have an idea. Why don't we stick a forest management area, a tree farm in the back? That'll resolve the whole question. No, it doesn't. The facility itself is the farm in question, and it doesn't satisfy the requirements of the ordinance. But again, that's not for you to decide. That's an interpretation question for the Board of Adjustment. And frankly, let's get to this appeal question. If you're to believe the applicant, letters and opinions given 3 years ago represented a decision. The zoning officer didn't make a decision. He didn't issue a denial of permit. There's a 20-day period to file it from a decision. What would anybody have filed an appeal from? In fact, if you look at their papers, their original papers they filed, with respect to the zoning officer, who, by the way, we now know told him he has to go to the Board of Adjustment, but with respect to the zoning officer, you know what they said? Well, the fact that he didn't issue opinion and received a copy of the township attorney's letter, that was an approval. That was the matter that could have been appealed from. There was nothing to appeal from. Couldn't appeal from Mr. Galena's opinion. Couldn't appeal from the opinion of the township attorney. And if you look at the cases that they've cited, I'm not going to go into them, but they're not on point. They have nothing to do with this case. This is a matter for the Board of Adjustment. You know it. And anything they tell you is merely subterfuge because of one thing, and you know what that is. They want to avoid going to the Board of Adjustment at all costs. They don't want to be pushed there. They want this board to decide an issue which you don't have the authority to decide. I submit to you, this matter cannot be heard before this board. This board must decline jurisdiction. And I appreciate, again, your attention, and I'm confident, as Mr. McQueen said in his statement, we will do the right thing. Thank you.
Mr. Grunberg?
There's no obligation for us to appear before the Board of Adjustment for a request for interpretation. We have not filed an application for a request for interpretation by this board. The Planning Board has an inherent ability to review a pending application to determine whether it is conforming with the zoning ordinance. That's why we're here. There's no reason for us to appear before the Board of Adjustment, and that's why this application has been filed. And the board cannot merely just say, you know what, we don't think that we should entertain this because someone is raising an issue as to whether there's an interpretation that should go before the Board of Adjustment. If they need to request for an interpretation before the Board of Adjustment, they can file that application before the Board of Adjustment. But that doesn't mean that this board declines jurisdiction. You've already deemed this application complete, and we're ready to start our public hearing.
If I may, just for a moment, Mr. Chairman, and I will keep it short. The reason why this matter is not before the Board of Adjustment, because they forced it on you. They would not follow the law and go to the Board of Adjustment for an interpretation. This board considered the completeness of the application for site plan only, not with respect to the issue of whether this project is a permitted use. When it's a permitted use, when that's the issue, it must go to the Board of Adjustment. Yes, the Planning Board does have inherent authority to interpret ordinances and site plan regulations in connection with a site plan application that's already a permitted use. In the case that they cited, and the case and the Cox Treatise, they indicated specifically that all applications with respect to a site plan are permitted uses, not this one. That could only be decided when there's a debate, when there's a question by the Board of Adjustment. And essentially, what their argument is, if they file a site plan application to you, it's a permitted use. They don't have to go to the Board of Adjustment. That's what they're telling you.
That's simply not the law, and they know it. They know it, and they're trying to push this through with that understanding in an effort to avoid the letter of the law. That's all I'm going to say. I think you have the case, and I certainly don't want to take up any more of your time.
Last comment quickly. The DiPietro case cited by Mr. Cucciara holds the proposition that the planning board does have the ability to hear these type of issues on whether it was a permitted use or not. The court in dicta in that said if the objector had a question about that, then they could request an interpretation of the Board of Adjustment. They never found that the planning board didn't have jurisdiction to weigh in on those issues. This planning board has the ability to weigh our application in accordance with the zoning ordinance. And if they want to go before the Board of Adjustment, we'll deal with the Board of Adjustment in the timeliness and whether they have the standing to be able to raise that issue. But that's an issue that if they want to raise before the Board of Adjustment, they do. We've asserted our jurisdiction before the Planning Board now by filing this application. We're not skirting anything. We're doing what is appropriate under the law.
Mr. Chairman, that's not what DiPietro says. And what they're disregarding, I apologize, but what they're disregarding is, do you know where the DiPietro case started? In the Board of Adjustment. In the Board of Adjustment.
Yeah, the DiPietro case started in the Board of Adjustment by a use variance application. Use variance application.
It started in the Board of Adjustment because the use variance was for a detention basin. It was a split zone. A detention basin in the industrial part of the property.
All right.
The objectors were there, and then the applicant withdrew it.
All right, the board has the memos.
Okay, hang on a second.
Okay. We've heard the arguments of counsel. We can open this up for public comment, but this is purely, at this point, a legal issue. If we open it up to public comment, chances are we won't get out of here by 9:30, and we'll have to come back on October 18th.
No, what? The other important part of this is it's a legal issue. Let us handle it, please. Just wait. You want to handle it? Have at it. Now, Mr. Pasecki, can we question these now?
Well, they've made their arguments. I don't necessarily know if you want to ask any questions.
Okay.
This is basically,
can we have board discussion now?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Pasecki, what do you have to say?
I think I had a lot to say.
Turn the...
There we go. I had a lot to say until Mr. Cucciara gave his rebuttal and stole all my thunder. it's clear that the applicant failed to get a zoning permit. It's clear that they failed to seek a use variance. And it's clear that there's a question as to whether this is a permitted use. At best, there's a question, and I think Mr. Gutierrez said this, even if the question is debatable, it has to go to the Board of Adjustment. Mr. Grunberg's arguments I find to be inconsistent. He's asking us to interpret the ordinance to conclude that this is a permitted use and give some anecdotal evidence why he thinks it's a permitted use. And frankly, if it's so clear, there should be no problem getting that ruling before the Board of Adjustment. So it's clear to me that an interpretation needs to be made. The issue of whether or not this is a permitted use is out there. and the Board of Adjustment is the body to take care of that. As for the appeal issue, I agree. There would have to have been a zoning permit to appeal from. There is no decision to appeal from. I think very simply this belongs before the Board of Adjustment.
Darrell?
When this, before this application even started, you know, we knew something was brewing and something was coming. And the question was, is this a farm application or is this an industrial manufacturing operation? And before anything, I read anything about it or, you know, got involved with reading and following up on it, I said, well, to me, the answer is quite simple. Does it qualify as a farm? And by that, does it qualify for farmland assessment? And that's simple, right? If it doesn't, then it's a industrial operation, manufacturing. If it does, it's a farm. Very easy. But then this letter comes out that comes to everybody. I'm farmland assessed with forestry management. This is a cover letter that comes with your forestry management application. And I read it, and along with other things that I've read since then, that this operation cannot be pursued on preserved farmland. This is all thanks to the state of New Jersey, by the way, in my opinion, the confusion, the gray area. This operation cannot exist on preserved farmland. It may not operate. This is, I'm reading a highlighted section of a paragraph. It may not operate on or be located on land that is valued, assessed, or taxed as an agricultural or a horticultural use pursuant to the Farmland Assessment Act. I read that. I said, okay, it's an industrial manufacturing facility. And everything points that from the state or from the guidance from the CRC or the Administration for Division of Taxation, that this is not a farm. But we can't leave it at that. We've got to throw in one half a sentence that Mr. Gruenberg and the applicant is using, and that half a sentence is the last half of, they will, however, not be assessed rollback taxes as the growing of cannabis is still an agricultural use on the property. So that last half a sentence is what this is all about. If they have farmland assessment and they pursue this, they have to give it up. They can't have farmland assessment and pursue this operation.
Darrell, sorry to interrupt, but our definition of farm does not indicate that the farm must be in farmland assessment.
I'm talking about how I feel about it.
That's but contrary whatever. To the definition of our ordinance.
All right, right? Whatever.
Just to be consistent, right?
All right, but in my mind then, to say that, you know, this is an agricultural endeavor when everything else from the state says it is not, except for a half a sentence that says that it's an agricultural use of a property, is enough of a gray area and enough confusion that I believe it should go to the Board of Adjustment for an interpretation.
Jim, do you have any comment? Jim, do you have any comments on this as our planner?
I don't, Mr. Chairman. I think the board has heard the arguments from both counselors. I think it's just time for you to debate and, you know, figure the issue out. But I don't have any comment, nothing to add.
Okay. Ted?
Ted?
It doesn't stretch that far. I said... What I said was I don't have any additional comment.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
fine,
enough
please.
Already.
What I said was I don't have any additional comment at this point. I think the board has heard both points from the attorneys, and it's just an issue that you're going to have to debate. If you have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you. Ted, do you have any comments?
Not at this time, though.
No. Okay. Mark, there's nobody between you and Darrell.
No, there's nobody hiding there.
Mark, your comments?
I'm going to.
That's what I'm saying. Microphones.
more people than we ever had. Yeah, this, I mean, started in 2019 with just a simple question that nobody had a clue as to where it was going to go to, quite frankly. Most people didn't even realize it was still in existence when it came back around. And reading this and knowing that we're 99.6% Highlands, and that's around water protection, the fact that one facility can use the equivalent of 100 to 200 homes is just a major issue for me, and I think attests to its use. And the other arguments here along the way, I think, make a lot of points as why it needs to be at the Board of Adjustments.
Adam?
In general, I agree with most of the comments that have been said already, and I would just add that our ordinances do define a farm as a minimum of 5 acres, and independent of where this ends up, I think the spirit of our ordinance is the concept of traditional farming and doesn't apply to this particular situation. So to me, I think we should seek a formal interpretation.
Josh, Chris is going to read from what Josh's statement is, please.
This is from Josh Rich. I've been a resident of Lebanon Township for 57 years. I've been on this board for 50 years, 30 as chairman. I agree that the Board of Adjustment is the proper board for this hearing.
Hold on, he's not done yet.
Yeah, not done. Oh, wait a second.
Hang on, that's for Gary, right? Yeah, okay.
We're good?
Yes.
Doreen?
Okay, I would just like to say, hearing both sides, I feel that this issue is definitely for the Board of Adjustment, and I think that there's a lot of information that they will have to hear and address. Thank you.
Rick?
I don't believe that this application is a clearly permitted use. And as such, it's not up to the planning board to decide whether it is or not. That's up to the Board of Adjustment, so that's where it should be.
Abe?
Yeah.
To get up.
Everything's moving.
Oh, boy. Well, I have actually been on the Board of Adjustment for 17 years before I joined the Planning Board. I also have a farm, and I don't think that this meets the general definition of a farm. We're not producing hay or anything that's sold to other individuals. This is a medicinal marijuana plant that is regulated by the government. And as such, does not really constitute a farm, at least in my opinion. And therefore, I think it should go to the Board of Adjustment. Not too many farms that I've ever seen have air handlers, water purification equipment, and 24-foot fences around them. So.
I agree with everything else that was said, but I also have been saying since last year, around November, that this is not a crop. It's not an agricultural crop. I don't care that the State Agricultural Development Commission calls it a crop, because what they're doing is saying medicinal cannabis is agricultural. Well, agricultural, but medicinal cannabis can be hemp and derivatives from hemp. It's an agricultural commodity until it reaches that point 0.03% THC, that puts it in the category of a controlled substance. It doesn't call it an agricultural controlled substance. It goes from agricultural commodity to controlled substance. So I've always said that, and I don't, and that's how I feel. Board of Adjustment.
CJ.
At the very first meeting where we had a large crowd here, one of my fellow residents had less than kind things to say about us, to imply that we were corrupt, we've been purchased, we've been bought. That bothered me. I went back and I did some research. I read what had been done before, files that had been submitted to the township, files that submitted to us. And I found out that there was a secret meeting in 2019. And as a result of that, the NAR group moved ahead as if they had permission. I did some more research and confirmed what I already knew, that there's a procedure in this state for bringing applications to completion, applications for development to completion, and that procedure starts with getting zoning approval. The NAR group had neglected, for one reason or another, to get zoning approval. They acted on the word of a single councilman. They acted on the word of one or two attorneys. They acted on who knows how many other people told them, yes, it was a permitted use. Those people have no authority to make that decision. That authority rests solely with the Board of Adjustment. If the decision is given to me, this matter should be before the Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Any other comments from the board? I guess it's me. I've had the opportunity to sit on both boards for a long time. I've sat on the Board of Adjustment for 30-some years. This is, I don't believe at all that this board is making these decisions on Mr. Webb's motion. We have had these questions all along. We have been working hard to try and best approach this whole system, as much as people don't think we know what we're doing. As far as the question of jurisdiction, I do believe it belongs to the Board of Adjustment for many reasons. I think that, unfortunately, the state of New Jersey has put a lot of this burden on the applicant and on the boards to prove what is supposed to be where. For them to actually give these folks a permit to build something in the Highlands with the New Jersey Water Supply Authority down the road, which is practically empty with the reservoirs, is just bizarre to me. I just don't understand it, although you live in the state of New Jersey long enough, you'll figure it out. Mr. Gruenberg is correct. There's a lot of things that the state says. We know that. Our ordinances about farming, what is a farm, what isn't a farm. I can remember many, many years ago, one of the first things when I got stuck being chairman, Josh, Jay Weeks came up to me, smacked me alongside the head and said, remember, this is a farming community. We have worked very, very hard. We all live here. We enjoy Lebanon Township. We've worked very hard to try and keep this community the way it is, and it's not simple. There's a lot of things pulling at us all the time. It's a very hard thing to sit here and decide what needs to go where. Both the applicant and Mr. Webb's attorney had good points on both. And it's difficult to just sit here and say yes or no. I believe our board has made a good decision. I agree with everybody 100%. Maybe I'll quit the zoning board so I don't have to do it there, huh?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But I believe the Zoning Board of Adjustment is going to be the best thing for the question of jurisdiction as to where, and we are saying that I believe the Planning Board is saying right now the question of jurisdiction needs to be at the Board of Adjustment for interpretation on is it a farm in our zoning. But like I was saying, we've worked very, very hard to try and keep Lebanon Township on our master plan, the state plan, a rural agriculture community. I've grown up in an agriculture community. This wasn't agriculture then. Maybe it is now. The state seems to have different opinions on everything. I think people need to remember who they're voting for when they come up with these dumb blankety-blank rules. So now what?
We then need, based upon the... Then based upon the comments of the board, we would need then a resolution that the planning board has decided not to retain jurisdiction in this matter, and this matter should proceed before the Board of Adjustment by way of either request for interpretation or application to the Board of Adjustment.
So
do we need a motion?
Yeah, that would be the motion.
Okay.
And then it would need to be seconded.
That.
Do we have the authority to tell them where they're going with this application? Can we not just decline this application? Maybe they don't want to proceed after this?
It's basically up to the applicant. There's two land use agencies in this township, the Planning Board and Board of Adjustment. So if you don't go before the Planning Board, you go to the Board of Adjustment.
I understand that,
it's up
sir,
to
but
them.
What I'm saying is, do we have the authority to tell them they have to go there? They might want to proceed someplace else. Can we not merely decline to act on this matter ourselves?
Well,
let them do what they
want to
do.
Everyone has indicated in their comments that this belongs at the Board of Adjustment. So I'm just trying to be consistent with that language.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Galena, the board, as I understand it, the only issue before it is whether or not the board will be declining to take jurisdiction of this matter. As indicated by Mr. Duckworth, it's up to the applicant to decide whether or not they want to proceed with an interpretation request from the Board of Adjustment. In my opinion, you cannot administratively transfer this to the Board of Adjustment, as you indicated, Mr. Green. It's up
to the applicant. We're not transferring it.
Good.
Just basically that any... All right, then not that any further application would need to be to the Board
right.
of Adjustment. So basically, all right, in changing the language that the Planning Board is not exercising jurisdiction, not retaining jurisdiction, any further application by the applicant should be made to the Board of Adjustment.
Right. Okay.
That's
like
good.
That's
good.
That would be the motion. Mm-hmm. Is there a – somebody would like to make that motion?
Josh Rich would like to make that motion.
Okay, Josh is making the motion. Gail, you got that? And there's a second. Abe is seconding the motion. Could I have a roll call, please?
What? Mr. Law?
Yes.
Mr. Duckworth?
Yes.
Mr. Schmidt?
Yes.
Ms. Kohler?
Absolutely, yes.
Mr. Pasecki?
Yes.
Mr. Rich?
Yes, I know who it is.
Yes, he does.
Mr. McQueen?
Yes.
Ms. Black?
Yes.
Mr. Weiler?
Yes.
Mr. Skid? Oh, that's it.
No, okay. But I would have voted yes anyway.
I know.
Okay.
That's basically it.
That's it. Everybody, please, we have another 15 minutes or so of stuff we have to get done. Please, just relax. New business, there's none. Presentation of bills, we have two bills on an addendum. Daryl, have you checked the bills, please?
Mr. Chairman, I reviewed the bills and they are in order. I make a motion we accept the bills as presented to me.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? We did have a discussion item, dates for November, December. I think we can put that on hold. We're retaining the place here or wherever we need to go.
Just put that on hold for right now.
We're going to put the discussion item, which is dates for November and December, on hold for because we, as many people know, we aren't going to be able to use this room anymore after November 3rd or 8th or something. 3rd? Hopefully we're not going to need it, so we're going to end up at the high school if we do need it. Correspondence, we've had three letters from Mr. Baer, Mr. Galena, and an NJPO newsletter. Open to the public.
Nothing on the North.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't hear you, dear.
The NJPO newsletter wasn't handed out because we had enough to do tonight. I'm afraid. Open to the public. Does anybody have any comments? And there's no comments at all under any circumstances about the NAR group. I don't care. Yes, no, maybe, whatever. None. Nothing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's a good comment.
Just to help out the Public Works, if we can put the chairs away in the back, whoever's able to do that when we when that time comes, appreciate it.
After I adjourn, please. Okay. Yes.
Is this public comment period?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Christina Pham Farragalla, and I am not a resident of Lebanon Township, but before you tell me to mind my own business, my kids go to school here. So they're from out of districts, and they go to school here, and it's a wonderful community. And I'm coming here because I was very involved in the effort to overturn an ordinance in Franklin Township, and we were actually successful. We overturned our cannabis ordinance. Our cannabis ordinance was very vast. It did not even get voted in. It was canceled. We actually had a tremendous outpouring of support, opposition, just like your residents here. And, you know, for all the reasons that were cited, we have a very educated community. We have chemical engineers. My husband is a scrubbing engineer. He used to design scrubbers. So he made a testimony, right? We understand how those work, right in the ground. So, you know, we turned out in full force, but it wasn't just us. We actually got advice from Alexandria Township, and I misspoke. Alexandria Township actually had an ordinance in place, just like you guys do, and they overturned it. They also had people, you know, similar turnout, actually, I think a lot more people. They had, you know, they couldn't even, it was pre-COVID, and they, you know, they couldn't even accommodate everybody. I understand that I'm talking to the Land Use Board and not the Municipal Committee, but my question to the Land Use Board is, didn't the Land Use Board actually get consulted, or didn't they have the opportunity to review, and aren't they responsible for reviewing any kind of zoning ordinance, an amendment to the master plan? So my question in front of the residents to the Land Use Board is, how did that pass the first time? Because I'm hearing such vocal opposition and such great reasons, you know, very articulate reasons about the groundwater and that it's not farming and that it's, you know, and that it's an, you're right, the default language in the CRC, if you did not do anything, if the Municipal Committee did not rewrite their own ordinance, it would default to an industrial zone, right? You don't have an industrial zone in this community, do you?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Is this going to, so, okay. Do you have municipal water and municipal sewer? No, you don't have the infrastructure to support an industrial facility like this. Okay, but sewage. So my point is this, that it's really a question to in front of the residents, to the Land Use Board, which is, if you guys are so opposed to this now, many of you, how did it pass the first time? Was it not reviewed? Was it that you guys did not understand the complexity of this brand new industry and this industrial process? So and to the residents,
yeah,
I would...
That's a township committee question.
No, it's a question to the Land Use Board because...
We're not a Land Use Board.
It's a question...
We're a planning board.
Fine, the planning board. So, I'm sorry, depending on the municipality,
right,
the planning board or the Land Use, okay, Board or the zoning board, they're generally interchangeable. Did you not have the opportunity, or were you not consulted on this initially, the ordinance?
For the marijuana
yes.
grow...
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So that. Thank you. Okay. So my question is, why didn't you make recommendations against the ordinance in the first place? If it was incompatible.
First of all, I appreciate your enthusiasm and everything. But
I love being called enthusiastic.
It's got to do with this application in an indirect way, and I'm not going to answer any of these questions.
Fine. That's fine. But I'm glad they heard it. So then the next action steps for your community is to, tomorrow I guess you have a municipal committee meeting?
Yes.
Go to your municipal committee meeting tomorrow. All of you show
Hello.
Up.
Hello. Hey. You.
And I recommend...
You got to talk into the microphone.
Okay. I recommend that the residents go into your... all come out into your municipal meeting and urge them to overturn and cancel the ordinance so that you don't have to deal with this anymore. Okay? Because Alexandria, actually, they canceled their ordinance due to public pressure.
She doesn't live here.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Janet McQueen.
You got to talk into the... Microphone,
Janet
lady.
McQueen. I would like to thank all the members for all of the years of all of the applications that you have seen before you, the easy ones and the difficult ones. I certainly know the time that you spend in evenings like working on them. I know the time that you have given up with your families, with dinners, with kids going to colleges, that you're here for us. And I just want to thank you all for that.
Janet, happy anniversary. He's here.
Right. 42 years tonight. And normally Janet bakes a cake for everybody, but it's usually just us, so sorry. I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is this a second?
Second.
We had lots of seconds. All in favor? Aye. Anyone opposed?
Good girl, Janet.
Hi, honey.